All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Nicholas Matysik, the CEO of Snowline Gold. And Nicholas, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Great. Yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you very much. And really interesting results out from your Jupiter Zone at the Einarsson project. And maybe we'll just take a step back and just remind everyone a little bit about why you decided to start the drilling program in the Jupiter Zone at Einarsson.
We had some very promising surface sampling results, up to almost an ounce per ton gold at surface in these quartz boulders. Had been a lot of previous work done on the project and had some of the lowest hanging fruit across our projects. Started to identify a structural trend. We had a lot of confidence that we're going to be able to find something when we started drilling.
And obviously it's been working so far because basically every hole that you've put in the ground has come out with mineralization. So tell me about the results from today.
Yeah, we've drilled 14 holes for 930 meters of 1500 meters. And they've all struck mineralization from 0.2 of a meter to getting into 100 plus meters of this quartz or sienopyrite mineralization. The two best holes we've had so far are 006 and 007 at Jupiter. 06 has almost 4 grams of gold over 7 meters, including 0.7 meters of 10 grams per ton. And J21007 had 3 grams of gold over 4 meters, including a half meter interval of almost 18 grams of gold per ton, which is some really exciting results right out of the gate here.
Yeah. What's your initial reaction to all of these holes hitting so far? I mean, you obviously were hoping this was going to happen. So what does this tell you geologically moving forward?
It's starting to be a strong indication that we're looking at a large scale, higher grade structural trend. We're going to start stepping out along it to another 930 meters where we've drilled some further holes. We're waiting for those assay results, but holes 10 and 11 counted the same type of mineralization over 121 and 133 meters. We're still waiting for those results, but you're starting to put together a very large trend. We just got to keep filling that out.
Yeah. Nicholas, you and I talked about Einarsson and also Rogue, your other project as well, that your two flagship projects, but dealing with just specifically with Einarsson, this is just one zone that you're reporting from. There's a lot more exploration that you want to do on Einarsson. This is a big area, right?
Absolutely. We have 72,000 hectares at Einarsson. Jupiter is just one of three or four really high quality prospects, in addition to our Rogue project farther to the south. We're following up on these results at Jupiter right now, but we're going to explore these other projects, including Rogue, later into August. We're just starting to scratch the surface of the exploration potential of the Snowline properties.
All right. Well, congratulations on the numbers so far. We look forward to hearing more of those assay results and seeing what the rest of the summer has to tell about these projects. Nicholas, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Great to see you too. Thank you.
All right. There's Nicholas Matysik, the CEO of the very busy Snowline Gold.